Like to read three shortish scriptures, and the first one we'll read is in John's Gospel, chapter 1 of John's Gospel. Just want to read one verse of John's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 36. Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 36. This is John the Baptist and two of his disciples. And looking at Jesus as he walked, he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And then if we go into the Gospel of Luke, Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, page 1253 in my Bible. Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, we'll read from verse 1. And this is Jesus, and he entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man by name called Zacchaeus. And he was chief tax gatherer, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was. And he could not for the crowd, because he was little in stature. And running on before, he got up into a sycamore, that he might see him. For he was going to pass that way. And when he came up to the place, Jesus looked up and saw him, and said to him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must remain in thy house." And he made haste and came down and received him with joy. And all murmured when they saw it, saying, "He has turned in to lodge with a sinful man." But Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I return him fourfold." And Jesus said, "Today salvation has come to this house, inasmuch as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost." Finally, the book of the Hebrews, chapter 12, page 1461 in my Bible. Hebrews chapter 12, we'll just read one verse. And the verse we'll read is verse 2, chapter 12, verse 2. "Looking steadfastly on Jesus, the leader and completer of faith, who, in view of the joy lying before him, endured the cross, having despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." We've sung of the name of Jesus. It's the most precious name in heaven, the name of Jesus. It's a name that is soon going to be precious on earth, for every knee shall bow to the name of Jesus. Today is a greater day of blessing, because God's heart is out towards you and me tonight, all because of Jesus and what he's done. It's important that you and I look to Jesus, because he's presented as a Savior for you and me, a Savior for the old ones and a Savior for the young ones. He's a Savior for all. He's a Savior for all of us. It's important to look to Jesus. And what I mean by looking to Jesus is to turn to him, to look to Jesus in faith, to trust him. Now, this world is full of things we can look at, and if we need help, we look in certain directions. There's one direction that God points tonight, and the preacher loves to point to Jesus. You know that. The wonderful thing is, God doesn't send an angel to preach the gospel to you, to tell you about a Savior. Because there's no Savior for angels. The fallen angels have not a way of salvation for them. But God sends those to preach who have been saved by his grace, who know Jesus as Savior, and can tell you, you can look to Jesus and you'll find in him everything you need. You'll never be disappointed if you turn to Jesus. So I want to firstly speak and point out to what John the Baptist says. He'd already looked at Jesus as he walked. And he says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." But where we read with his disciples, two of his disciples, he was looking at Jesus as he walked. What a walk was the walk of Jesus. Dear friend, do you know who Jesus is? We sang of it. He's the Son of God. He's the Son of God who came to this earth. God himself, your creator and my creator, came to this earth. Why did he come? He came to tell us, although we're sinners, God loves us. Even though we'd gone far away from God, and we didn't want the knowledge of God, it's amazing that the creature, and I've been this once, didn't think of God, didn't think that I've been created by God, didn't know God, the one who is my creator. But God sent Jesus. And Jesus himself is God. In the Lord Jesus Christ, God has been revealed. The triune God has been revealed. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But God sent Jesus. And Jesus came to save you. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. And because we had fallen into sin, been disobedient, we needed a Savior. And Jesus came to save us because we couldn't save ourselves. So John, looking at Jesus as he walked, what does he say? He says, behold the Lamb of God, person of Jesus, God's Lamb. Israel had a lamb. I suppose the young people might know about it. They had a lamb and they had to sacrifice the lamb. The destroying angel was coming through in Egypt, and the firstborn was to be killed. To preserve, they had to put the blood of that lamb on the outside, on the two doorposts, on the lintel, so that God could see it and he would pass over. Why would he pass over? Because the blood was there, speaking of a sacrifice that had already been made, a substitute. Here was a lamb, God's lamb, the perfect lamb of God. Dear friend, Jesus went to Calvary for you and me, that we might live, have eternal life, come into relationship with God, and know our sins forgiven. You know, if you look at Calvary's cross, dear friend, in faith tonight, you can find a Savior who died for you there. Of course, Jesus is not there now. But he was once at Calvary, and he did suffer for sins, the just for the unjust, to bring us to God. You know, he suffered for you and me. He died for you and me, that we might be blessed. He took the judgment that you and I might be set free from judgment, that we might live in the favor of God. And Jesus finished that work at Calvary, perfectly for God. He offered himself without spot to God. God accepted the sacrifice, and Jesus, the sinless one, was made sin and glorified God in the very place of sin. He cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He was made sin, but that judgment fell on the head of Jesus, not on sinners like you and me. It fell on the head of Jesus. But he exhausted God's judgment. He glorified God. And he said, it is finished. Judgment was ended. The 3 hours, his work was complete and perfect before God. But his blood had to be shed. But Jesus gave up his spirit first. And then the soldier in hatred pierced the side of Jesus and blood flowed. Blood that can cleanse from all sin. Witness that the Savior had died. Precious blood of Jesus that cleanses, sets us free, washes us. God can remember our sins no more because the blood has been shed. If we trust him, we need to trust him. That's why the message tonight is to look to Jesus. I cannot do it for you. You need to look. I need to look to Jesus. I'm so happy that I've looked to Jesus. I've found in him my star and sun, a Savior who's died for me at Calvary. And he loves you, you know. He wants to meet you. He does. Do you want to meet Jesus tonight? Have a look at Luke chapter 19 about Zacchaeus. He was one who wanted to see Jesus. But I'll tell you something more marvelous. Jesus wanted to meet Zacchaeus. And Jesus wants to meet you tonight. The message is very personal. It's to you and me. And it's a message from God Himself. It says, Jesus was passing through Jericho. This was the last time before He went to Calvary to die for sinners. In God's grace, tonight He's passing through Aberdeen and He wants to meet you. So what about Zacchaeus? He must have heard about the fame of Jesus. He went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil. His healing hand could even touch a leper. He would raise the dead. His compassions were wonderful and they're still the same tonight. He wanted to see Jesus, who He was. He had heard of His fame, what He'd done. He must have thought, what a marvelous person Jesus is. I want to see Him. And it says He was little in stature. Ah, but there was no hindrance to Zacchaeus. Although he couldn't see because of the crowds that had come to see Jesus passing by, he thought, I'll go up a sycamore. I'll go up this tree, a very good tree for climbing. I think Norman once told us about that. He knows about when he was younger climbing up trees. I suppose the young boys would know about climbing up trees. When you go up a nice climbing tree, you get a good view looking down, but so he could see Jesus. Another wonderful thing is, Jesus saw him up that tree, you know. What does it say? Jesus looked up and saw him and said, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must remain in thy house. Ah, Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, but Jesus wanted to see him. And Jesus wants to see you tonight. Dear young friend, old friend, oh, what a Saviour He is. He loves you. That's why He came to this earth and died for you. He's interested in you. And He can see you even from heaven tonight. He knows your heart. He knows what you need. And that's why we say, look to Jesus tonight. Zacchaeus did. And what does it say about Zacchaeus? Well, he says, behold, Lord. He called Jesus Lord. He came in faith to the knowledge of Jesus as his Saviour and Lord. And what does Jesus say about Zacchaeus? He says, salvation has come to this house inasmuch as he is also a son of Abraham. Who was Abraham? Abraham was a man who believed in God. And it says, the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. Ah, dear friend, you know, Jesus, the Son of God, is also called the Son of Man. He took that low place so that He could bring us back to God. God didn't send an angel. It was only Jesus that could make God fully known. And you know, God has been made known. God who loves us, even though we're sinners and have gone away from God. If I look at my sins, they bar me from the presence of God. But I'm so glad I looked to Jesus and I believed on Him. I put my faith on Him. I knew His work was for me at Calvary. It was done once for all, but it was done, I know, for me. And His blood has cleansed me from my sins and I'm free. Happy to be in God's presence because Jesus is my Saviour. And He lives. He lives in heaven tonight. Came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus loves to find. If you had something that you had lost, you would love to find it if it was precious to you. Well, God, that's what God thinks of you. You're precious to God. So the message tonight is look to Jesus. The last scripture is looking steadfastly on Jesus. Many years ago, there was an old man, and it's better, I think, to come to Jesus when you're young. Because I don't know what tomorrow brings, but there was this old man, and he had trusted Jesus as Savior. He went to a mission hall up the Murray coast and was saved. And one day he was walking along a beach. I think there's some boys and girls here have been walking along a beach recently. This man was walking along the beach and he was looking upward. It was a beautiful morning, blue skies, no clouds, pure sunshine. And this other Christian met him and said, gave him a Christian greeting. Hello, Jimmy, say it was. And how are you today? And he says, the old man was saved. Was just looking up and he says, do you think it will be today? He meant he was looking for Jesus to come back. He was looking for the Savior. He had looked to Jesus and he was looking steadfastly on Jesus. He was looking away from everything else. He spent his life and no doubt he thought, I've wasted my time. But he had a wonderful hope. Jesus was his hope and he's coming back. And he knew it and he was looking up. So it says, where we read, Jesus is the leader and completer of faith. You know this, he will take us through. He can be your star, your sun. You can know wonderful life in Jesus, a wonderful hope. You know, Jesus endured the cross for the joy that lay before him. You know that God is going to make sure that there are many young and old people who trust in Jesus, who joy in Jesus, who can give him joy. And you know this, if you trust in Jesus tonight, there'll be joy in heaven if you repent and trust Jesus. If you look to Jesus tonight, you'll know what it is to live, to truly live. And you'll receive eternal life. That is, you'll come into a wonderful relationship with God, a Savior God, made known by Jesus. What a Savior he is. Well, may you trust him tonight for his name's sake.